Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Genug vom täglichen Grind? Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Chris Porter, plus the Chiefs and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are. What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
And now here's Johnny.
It's a special privilege to welcome my first guest. He was a man who sat beside me for decades, who always had my back, and who always knew where to drink after hours. The greatest sidekick who ever lived. Please welcome Ed McMahon.
Hi-oh!
Gee, Adam. Sorry you croaked, but it's wonderful to see you in person again.
You are too kind, oh great one.
Now, you've joined me on a few heavenly broadcasts in the past via hologram, but it just wasn't the same as seeing you on the couch and smelling your booze and hoagie-fueled breath.
I couldn't agree more. This is a reunion I was most looking forward to, except hooking up again with Doris Day. Any idea where she's staying?
I think she lives with Calvin Coolidge. Although rumor has it that Coolidge is, how do the kids say it these days, hiking the Appalachian Trail. Hey, let me extend my compliments to you on being part of such a high-powered celebrity death trifecta. You know, everybody knows celebrity deaths always occur in threes. And to go out with Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett within just a couple days of each other is very impressive. I don't think so much A-list talent has walked through the pearly gates at the same time since August of 1977 when Elvis Presley, Groucho Marx, and Sebastian Cabot passed away.
Are you suggesting I'm the Cabot of my death squad? Just because I had too much dignity to have some nipply swimsuit poster made, or because I refused to wear one sequined gloved while grabbing my crotch and squealing? Actually, I used to do that last one quite a bit. Only in supermarkets, not on stage. It excited both me and the coupon-clutching housewives. Hi-oh!
Settle down there, casket breath. I didn't mean to imply anything. You were always very dignified, even in death. At least you didn't cash out like David Carradine.
Actually, I had a long-standing agreement with local ambulance drivers that whenever they got the call to my house, their first order of business was to untie any ropes or cords lashed around my junk, remove any nipple clamps, and chase off any hookers rooting through my stuff. Yes.
Good plan.
Hey, what's this? There's something stuck between the couch cushions. It looks like notes for a novel. Have you been letting someone else sit in my ass groove?
Now, don't be ridiculous, Ed.
Johnny, tell me the truth. Were you trying out other sidekicks?
Uh-oh.
All right. Charles Dickens sat in for a few shows, but it meant nothing. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Except without the best of times. That guy wouldn't know a setup if it visited as the ghost of Karnak Past. He's out, you're in.
Yes.
Can you forgive me, Ed?
Well, I can't stay mad at you. I can't stay mad at anyone. Too much short-term memory loss brought on by years of alcohol abuse. I have trouble focusing or maintaining erections. Hey, speaking of, what's Doris Day up to?
All right. We have to take a break, but when we come back, Vincent Van Gogh shows us how he keeps his glasses on with just one ear. And also, we have a late arrival to heaven on the show tonight. I guess this guy was a big hit down on Earth. Billy Mays, the lumberjack obsessed with cleaning. And listen to this, folks. We're going to have him fix a scratch on Charlton Heston's chariot with some kind of magic marker. Plus, I've just been handed this note. We're also going to have on the show Fred Travellino. Wow. At this rate, Tom, we're going to need a bigger green room.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee's got her very snuggy looking. You want to just snuggle up to Christy with her beautiful Czech red plaid flannel shirt. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Valentine's Day.
Totes adorbs, as the kids say.
Aw, yeah. Really?
Or as they said 2 years ago. I'm always a little late to the party.
Is that been... is TikTok taking it over? Yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Let's
and
see,
our
where
guest?
Was it? Oh, this is Tom speaking. That's our guest, comedian Chris Porter.
Hello.
Very handsome man.
Hello, Chris.
He's not going to mention it again, he promised, but he's into a physical fitness regimen that involves throwing tires around.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Never thrown a tire.
Oh, okay.
That's because you don't weigh enough yet.
That's right. Yeah. I've never been to a place that had a tire. I think that's a myth.
We do know a guy that does CrossFit.
He does throw the tires.
But I'm sure it's not every.
Yeah, I think if I showed up to a class and they're like, "We're throwing tires," I was like, "Ah, I just got sick."
Isn't that a tire store where they throw tires? Is that
big.
And you've seen the videos of this. Yeah. Some of them have a giant tractor tire.
Tractor tires, yeah.
It's about a lot of different kinds of fitness. It's a great place. CrossFit, congratulations on you, because you look great.
Thank you.
Now, you are...
very fit.
A young actor as well as a comedian.
Going
to auditions occasionally.
Every once in a while.
What would your type be? How would you describe your type?
Creepy white guy. Creepy white guy with a job.
If olive oil were a man with a beard.
Yes, there it is. Something like that.
You know, when I think you can't get any worse, you always surprise me.
I meant that wasn't meant in a mean way.
I'm glad you didn't mean it in a mean way.
No, he's a slender.
I look like a guy that doesn't own a dungeon, but I'm saving up for one. I don't have the credit score to finance a dungeon, so I have to pay cash.
Now, you're obviously a single man, clearly.
Why did you say that?
Well, you mentioned dating, and I don't typically...
But also look at his face. No one's going to be around that.
Typically, remember
the olive oil remark. Yeah. Yeah.
Typically, married people don't date other people. However, several of us in this room,
once again,
could attest to the fact that sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Thank you for spending my money on this guy.
People don't play by the rules.
That's very nice of you. I hope you enjoyed the trip with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
My new rule is I don't argue with women about dumb stuff.
Like?
I just, here's a perfect example. I was dating a girl for a hot second. She was over. We were watching a zombie movie.
Yes.
I don't like zombie movies, but again, I don't argue about dumb stuff. So there we were watching a zombie movie. And there was a moment in the zombie movie where a couple's walking down the street and a truck drives by at a high rate of speed and hits just the girl.
Oh.
And messes her up pretty good. Boyfriend runs over. Looks at the carcass, has a moment of reflection, yes. Takes off running.
Okay.
All right. 2 seconds later, girl turns into a zombie, starts messing everything up. My girl hits pause on the movie and looks at me and says, "I can't believe he just left her." And I was like, you can't believe he ran away from the zombie? I go, look, babe, I know you and I didn't know she was going to turn into a zombie, but perhaps this is the writer's device to let you and I, the viewer, know that in this movie, when someone dies, they become a zombie. She says, I don't care. I wouldn't leave you if you got hit by a truck. Would you leave me? I was like, hell no, no, I wouldn't, right? Because I'm not going to argue about this. First off, zombies aren't real. Second off, if zombies are real, by the time she finds out I'm lying, she just got hit by a truck. Sounds like her dying words are going to be, you lied.
This is all good to know. We're talking with comedian Chris Porter, also coming up today. Our old friend, comedian Augie Smith, will be joining us. Looking forward to seeing Augie. And, oh, can you grab
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I was hoping you could help me out. I need to come up with an excuse. I got to help my buddy Kirk Stafford to move again this weekend.
Oh, man, I hate helping people move.
Oh, I swear to God. Well, his wife caught him spying on the neighbor with the telescope she got him for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, last year he did it with binoculars and nearly got shot because they thought he was trying to burgle the house.
Oh.
Then he came home and she burgled his binoculars and kicked his ass out. Then they made up. He put in new cabinets in the kitchen. She got him a telescope for Christmas. And it wasn't long then before he started using it spying on Miss Treadwell next door. You know? And she was all, I got you this so you could see Uranus, not to check out her. And, you know.
We got it.
Yeah, I see.
Well, it's like the fourth time she's kicked him out in the past 2 years.
Hmm.
You know, I'm like, Stafford, you need to get hired on at U-Haul, if nothing else, I mean, for the discount.
Yeah.
You know? Not to mention, if it's a decent size trailer, you can live in it. Oh. You know, I hate when people ask, you know, help me move, because they never just come right out and ask you. They always go about it like Amway's. Hey, you got plans Saturday? I'm thinking, well, maybe he's invited me to cook out or he's got tickets to Demolition Derby again. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm free. What's up, Stafford? Oh, I need you to help me move. Well, if you's a true friend, you should have said that in the first place. So I at least had a decent chance to lie to you. Basically entrapment.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, if you're full grown, and you can't afford movers, then you can't afford to move. State law.
Good point.
Well, I had another buddy that basically did that. Just lived out of his car like umpires do. Basically, he figured out how to live off the land of a Ford Festiva. You know, had a little gas grill in his trunk, used wiper fluid for a barbicide and to take a horse bath. Had little TV trays for his windows. I mean, hell, every night was like dog and such, you know. No rent, no bitchy wife, no property tax, no lawn care. And dude was living high off the hog for about 2 years until he got busted for trying to siphon his neighbor's gas.
So
he went to jail. I just don't get how people think it's my job to help him move all the time. Why you got to jack up my back like Pat Godwin's moving your sleeper sofa when you're the one who screwed up?
I agree.
How am I the one being punished in this, especially on Valentine's, you know? And I didn't even get to see Miss Treadwell's fake hammers, let alone be the one to declare, we've got Bush. We've got Bush. So, Staffords, if you're listening, you better make up with your old lady by tomorrow. Because the fact remains, I'm pretty sure I feel a case of Corona Light Virus coming on.
Corona Light Virus.
Dizzy. I got to go.
All right.
Weak in the chest.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I hope you don't get the Corona. Thank you very much. What is the age at which a pizza and a case of beer is not payment for helping
30.
Someone move?
We've already talked about this.
I'd say 35 30. At the latest.
Got to be 30.
30.
So oh, no, I'd take that.
You'd help somebody move for that?
For a case of beer and a pizza?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. It depends where the pizza's from.
Yeah, I think I can beat everybody in this contest. Worst, helping a buddy move. Worst thing you had to move. Go, Josh.
A sleeper sofa. One of those.
Yep. Those are are terrible.
Yeah. Well, I think, Tom, this is such a fantastic story.
This is a weird thing. Unique. But
so I think you helped him so you could tell this story later. That's the only possible explanation.
My college roommate.
Here we go.
Henry.
Yes.
Living in a sort of little ghetto area, shall we say.
Yes.
But with a rickety wooden stairway.
Certainly.
We had to move a, he bought an antique barber chair.
Which, yeah, crazy heavy. That's insane.
The cast iron.
We had
to move that thing, just the two of us.
That sucks.
There's nowhere to hold it.
Eventually, I'll be bent over in a wheelchair because of that thing.
Yeah. Why don't they put handles on those?
Yeah, see, that's the other issue. There's nowhere to, that's an awkward piece to carry around.
Yeah, we've all had
to. Did he do that? What do you need that for?
Who knows?
Upside down shots? That's the only thing I
know. Yeah, there you go.
But it was one of those cool things when you're in your 20s. This is good. And it's one of those things, of course, as soon as you get married, it's out the window. That's on Craigslist.
I went to a wedding, one of those destination weddings in upstate New York, and rented an Airbnb place. And apparently the person who owned it was very into antique medical equipment and devices.
I remember this picture you showed me.
Yes, and it had the table and all the tools.
It had a gynecological
stuff.
Table, didn't it?
In the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
Talk like a Victorian.
This is
going to feel a lot like intercourse.
shouldn't they warn you about that, though, in the description?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Hey, when you walk in here, there's going to be stirrups.
Yeah, exactly.
FYI.
Yeah.
I'm going to do an impression of a duck using this vaginal tool.
The old speculum duck.
That's a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic.
Does your doctor do that when you go in for an exam?
No.
They don't do the speculum thing?
No, they don't do that.
It's because she goes to a reputable doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a ventriloquist.
It's all sonar now, right?
Oh, is it?
No.
It just boop, boop.
I wish.
Like when they're testing the depth, they're trying to figure out the depth of caves. Yeah.
They just use a depth finder these days.
It is sounding.
I don't think he's a reliable doctor.
Wait a minute.
He did it with a Q-tip and did it by taste. I swear that's fake.
I'm sorry.
We've done some really great work here.
Are we off track?
Yes.
Ace, last time you helped somebody move.
Wow, it's been a long time.
There you go. Okay. When's the last time you moved? You've been in the same house forever, right?
About 19 years.
19 years.
Oh, that's great.
Ace got a new couch delivered in pieces yesterday. That's a big story.
Wow.
It has a sleeper in it.
But you didn't have to do it? They brought it in and everything?
Sounds beautiful. I'm putting it together.
It's in IKEA, so he has to put it together. But
gotcha.
I bought a new couch and they had to come through a window with it because I didn't measure it right. Well, it's one of those things. I was so excited to buy a couch. I go and I pick everything out and I'm signing the thing and it says, this says that you have measured all the hallways and that this will fit. I was like, yeah, we'll figure it out. And I signed the thing and I got there. I was like, this isn't going to work.
Oh.
And then I realized it would fit through a window. Luckily, I'm on the first floor. The delivery guy showed up. I was like, yeah, we're not using the door this time. Fair enough.
There's an interesting topic. Weird stuff that had to be brought into a house in a weird way.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine actually took part of the roof of a house off and dropped the piano in with a crane.
No.
Yes.
You have rich friends.
No
that
joke.
Is insane.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah, everything about that story was rich. Yeah.
That guy's got a great
wanted a grand piano.
Yes, of course.
In the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally
in
serious.
The bedroom?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What is he, one of the fabulous Baker boys?
Yeah, Judge. Hey, dude, what's in the bedroom? You're done. Yeah. You don't have to keep impressing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got to shut up now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So I had the house move 4 inches to the left. Because, well, that's just the way it's done.
And then there's a house right down the street from where we're sitting right now. They brought in a crane. This is sort of complicated, and they had to sort of take the bottom. It was a walkout basement, and they had to have the crane hold up the house so they could bring in a giant 16-seater prefab hot tub.
Oh, I know that house. I've seen that.
Yeah,
that's
right
down here.
There.
Yeah.
They had to bring a crane in to hold the house up, because then after they brought the tub in, they put the posts and the wall back up.
Well, first they invited 10 of their friends over, but it didn't. Everybody hold it. Hold it. This isn't going to work.
By the way, that story doesn't end well. You know what happened to that guy? Okay, it's kind of a weird story. The first thing, you're always suspect when you go in someone's house and their basement, they have a group shower.
Oh, wow.
Well, a 16-person hot tub.
The old orgy house, huh?
Yeah.
Of a very, very particular type of orgy.
Yeah. I see.
We're hanging out. Why isn't there an orgy house instead of a tiny house? How about an orgy house?
Yeah.
Oh, there is one.
Every week you'd have a different one, right?
Yeah. Chick and I both feel the same way about this. We'd rather just ruin one person's life at a time.
Yeah, than go to an orgy. I can't play zone.
You don't want to have an audience.
There was an orgy house right down the street. There was an orgy house right down the street, and they turned it into an art museum. An art gallery.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Yeah. Nice. And they had all these paintings in the big group shower that at one time was used as a
bizarre
sex club. Yeah. It was
Why
really
is this
bizarre.
Floor sticky?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're hanging out with comedian Chris Porter. Did you get caught up in Kansas City Chief fever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, for the longest time, the Chiefs were like your ex-girlfriend with drug problems. Like every year, they're like, we're better. We fixed it. And you're like, no, you didn't. And then January shows up, your mom's car is missing. And so,
perhaps the greatest analogy in history for football. Yeah.
And so this year, like, you kind of had a feeling like maybe things were obviously Patrick Mahomes is
my man.
Incredible talent. And so, yeah, it was fun to watch and fun to not cry at the end for terrible reasons. I mean, you know, just because of the Chiefs' history is so terrible, from Lynn Elliott to Elvis Gerbach to Steve Bono. It's just been a trail of tears for the last three decades. And so, yeah, it was finally, it was not.
Unless you should use a trail of tears in the context of the Chiefs.
Well, I think that's what he was doing.
Oh,
yeah.
I see that. Just to underscore the inappropriateness of the metaphor.
Meta, and I don't even know.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.